So our theme today is Make My Day. This may be the image that comes to mind when you hear this. What if we flipped this idea from this famous Clint Eastwood character to the one of truly making someone's day better? I recently read a story of a man turning 50, and instead of having a big party and asking for a traditional gift, he asked his friends and family to do acts of kindness in his honor for his birthday. Acts of kindness, such as the one ordinary Mary did, and in the movie Pay It Forward, show us how the world changes one person at a time when we take the time to give kindness. This sounds something like one part of our Micah text, doesn't it? But we can't stop there. I wrote about the Charter for Compassion in my last Chimes article. The Charter for Compassion is a charter in which individuals or groups can sign on this charter, and this is what they're signing on to if they do. We believe, this is the vision of the Charter for Compassion, we believe that a compassionate world is a peaceful world. We believe that a compassionate world is possible when every man, woman, and child treats others as they wish to be treated, with dignity, equality, and respect. We believe that all human beings are born with a capacity for compassion, and that it must be cultivated for human beings to survive and thrive. Compassion. And blessed are all those. Our Micah text today, what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy. Wait, to love mercy and walk humbly with your God. You know, when Micah wrote this, the religious and political leaders of his time were not leading with justice at their core. And so Micah felt he needed to preach of justice and our merciful God. And our merciful God urges us, each of us, in Micah's day and today, to seek justice, kindness, and compassion, and to never lose focus on God's love, walking humbly with our God. Love, God loves us, each of us, and God loves each of our neighbors. In our call to worship today, we read the letter that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wrote from the Birmingham jail. And in it, he challenges us. He challenges us to be extremists in love, equality, and justice. And I'll read it. Will we be extremists for hate, or will we be extremists for love? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? This is our moment. Are we ready to take this challenge? Are we ready to go beyond just the acts of kindness and start to strive for justice? We have been taught the greatest commandment. Love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, one thing is for sure. From all that we've heard today and every day, Christianity is not a spectator sport. This moment in time is a moment we need to act with our Micah text as our guide. Do justice, love kindness, and stay focused on God. Last night I came across this video on Facebook, Valerie Kaur, K-A-U-R, spoke these words that have been a whisper in my ear. I encourage all of you to go to YouTube and listen to the full 5 minutes of her talk. It's worth the time. Valerie Kerr spoke of the uncertainty in which we live today, and then she said this. What if this darkness is not the darkness of the tomb, but the darkness of the womb? What if this uncertainty and pain are birthing pains of something new? What if it's up to us to be the extremists of love so that we birth justice, love kindness, and stay laser focused on the love of God, the love of God for each of us, and the love of God given to all of God's children? So we have two parts in our homework this week. Two parts. The first part. Every day, we need to create ways to spread kindness, just like ordinary Mary. We can all do that, right? We can act in kindness every day to someone, right? Right? Okay, great. All right, good. And then our second piece of homework is this. We need to look beyond our own slice of the world and speak out. Call, rally, go to an organizational meeting that is working towards justice, kindness, and working for and with the blessed. This congregation has helped sponsor and settle at least 20 individuals and at least 20 refugee individuals and families over the years. And we don't want to stop there. We don't want to stop at 20. This is something that, an act of kindness we want to continue, an act of mercy we want to continue. Can you imagine having to flee from your home because it's unsafe and living in a refugee camp for years and then being so bold, so faithful that you're willing to come to another continent with another culture so that your family can be safe? Can you imagine? You know, I remember some other refugees named Joseph and very pregnant Mary, right? They had to leave their home and go to Bethlehem so that they could be registered for the census. And what happened when they arrived? Were they welcomed with open arms? No, they were not. In fact, there was no room. Now, I wonder, because it doesn't really say in the story, was there no room because there was no room for people like them? Or was there no room? And one person, the innkeeper, had some compassion. And so they stayed in a barn, in the barn, in the stable, and that's where baby Jesus was born. Can you imagine? And then what happened? After baby Jesus was born, did they go right back home? No, because Joseph had a dream that Jesus would be killed if they went back home. So once again, they were refugees and had to flee to Egypt until it was safe to go back home. And they were lucky because they were able to go back home. Many today are not able to go back home because it will never be safe. Or not in their lifetime will it be safe. So we cannot stand still. We must be moving forward. So our second part of our homework is to reach outside our little slice of our world and speak up. We've formed a group here in which we are organizing so that we can speak up in an organized way. And our next meeting is on February 12th and at 4 o'clock here at the church. But I also have these. And our ushers will have them at the back and in the front. They're yellow slips of paper. And there are numbers on here. They're the numbers of our representatives of Congress. And so I encourage you to make some phone calls and say, my church wants to sponsor and help settle more refugee families so that they have a safe home. And I also heard just this morning that today at 6:30, there'll be a rally at Hancock International Airport if you'd like to join that as well. I don't have all the information, but I do have one email that says a little bit. So if you want to know more about that, please find me or look on the internet. So that's our homework. We're not just going to act in kindness, which is so, so, so important. Acts of kindness are so important for our everyday lives. But then we can't stop there because Micah says, do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. So, I challenge you. I challenge you on this, this homework. And I say, make my day.